Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan had encouraging words for the nation this week, saying he believes the economy is on the mend. Layoffs around the country, though, are becoming commonplace, with chain store giant Kmart the latest to join the fray. Kmart has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's announced plans to close many stores, possibly as many as 500, throwing thousands of people out of work and affecting their retirement savings, much of which is tied up in company stock. On the other hand, internet retailer Amazon.com has turned a profit. Amazon has come out of the red and reported that it earned $5 million in its fourth quarter. How to make sense of the topsy-turvy world of finance and economics? Luckily, we have the Motley Fool to help us through. Tom and David Gardner have been dispensing financial advice just a little longer than Amazon.com has been around, since 1994. Welcome, Tom and David.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Lisa.
All right, let's start off, first of all, with Enron, because obviously there are new revelations coming out all the time. I mean, the head of Enron, Kenneth Lay, has stepped down. Arthur Andersen auditor David Duncan is pleading the fifth. An Enron executive just committed suicide. I mean, this seems to be a never-ending saga.
Well, it's a disaster of epic proportions, and everything is unraveling at a company where there was clearly a tremendous lack of integrity at the top. And the difficult thing for investors is to be able to read the executive team like that. You often can't get a lot of information. Not many of us are going to get a chance to sit down with the CEO. And I really think the lesson for investors with Enron is diversification, because any one of our companies, unfortunately, could be misleading us with their financial statements. Any company out there could have a foul relationship with their auditor today. The auditors are not independent enough from the public companies that they're charged with auditing.
You know, you say diversification, but I thought that was the cardinal rule no matter what you're investing in, no?
Yes, certainly, Lisa. That we have said for a long time that if you're a stock market investor, 8 to 15 different investments is usually about right for you. Of course, a lot of us can just invest in the index fund. Now, that's a single fund, but that fund owns all the big stocks on the market, the 500 largest companies in the case of an S&P 500 index fund. So diversification is always good advice. It can be too good advice in some cases. Sometimes people over-diversify, and we'll meet somebody at a cocktail party who will have a portfolio of 75 stocks, and he's bringing it out of his jacket and showing us the list of paper.
How can you keep track?
You can't, really, and that's why we really think you have to have something that's manageable for you, and there is no right number for any given individual because we're all different.
All right, what about Kmart? Really bad news, or is it just kind of the ebb and flow of the economy?
Was anyone surprised?
Kmart has been really declining for years now. They have had very, very poor inventory management for a retailer. They have over 2,000 stores in the U.S., more than 250,000 employees, more than $37 billion in sales last year. So it's hard to believe that a company of that size could actually go under. But that's what happens when you have an incredibly efficient competitor in Walmart, a very impressive newcomer in Target over the last decade.
And don't forget Amazon.
The internet certainly taking some business away as well, but really, in the end, it comes down to Kmart not being able to distinguish itself. There was nothing really different, better, or special about Kmart.
You know, it makes me think to watch this happen to Kmart, but that this is the way capitalism is supposed to work. You know, the weaker ones, the guys who aren't competing as well, fall under, and the ones who are doing a better job rise to the top, which would seem to lend credence to Alan Greenspan's words this week about the economy being on the mend.
I think that's certainly true. He was also pointing to his expectation that future technologies would continue to increase efficiency. And that's something that has certainly happened over the last 10 years. And a lot of the reason that, for example, I think Amazon.com is partly responsible for putting Kmart out of business.
By the way, where'd you get this name, Motley Fool?
Shakespeare. Because the fool was the one who could tell the king or queen the truth without having his head cut off. And for us, to take a great subject like money and be able to make jokes and have fun with it along the way and rag on your brother has been, I mean, it's a great justification.
It's also a pretty good disclaimer. You believe Dave when he said he liked Excited Home?
Well, Tom Gardner, David Gardner of The Motley Fool, thank you both.
Thanks, Lisa.
Tom and David Gardner are now hosts of a new program, The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.